About 2 years after Everest was climbed, George Band was over here. He was one of the team on Everest in 53. He was over here, and we were all down at the cliff of Glendalough. And we used to do Quartz Gully on a quite a regular basis. Frank actually kindly seconded me on my first ascent, on my first lead of Quartz Gully. But I was quite happy on the climb. I did it lots of times. But once this Sunday that George Band was there, and George apparently was looking, he was looking at the, this party doing the climb, and I was leading it. And there's a hand traverse where there's not that much for the feet. You know the hand, diagonal hand traverse?
It's a bit of a pull-up.
Yeah. But anyway, all of a sudden, without any warning whatsoever, my hands came off. And I can remember vividly, even today, the scene that was kind of coming and going. One minute I was kind of looking out at the lake, it seemed, and the next minute at the face, and then at the lake, and then at the face. My hat came off. And then my hat was falling at the same speed. I reached out and grabbed it. There was no worry whatsoever. But then, suddenly then, I came on a belay. And my second hadn't even been watching me. He didn't even know. He didn't know that I was falling. He was looking over at the far side of the lake while I was falling. But he had the rope underneath his arms. And the next thing was he was jerked about 4 feet off the ground. So that brought him to his senses. But I was terrified then for about 20 seconds while I was upside down. And I think I damaged a little finger. That's my outstanding. And of course, George Band, everybody then, once I was safe, everybody else around sort of seemed to laugh and get quite a bit of fun out of it. I think Band was a bit taken aback that we were so kind of flippant about somebody really falling off in a very serious place.
Nowadays it's not serious at all, because you put in a knot.
Yeah, just falling is okay. Now it's like falling wasn't okay.
You fall about
2 feet. No, well it wasn't that bad, because you didn't want us.